Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 8th of October. Now, just before I go into the market review, I'll mention that I've been out most of the day on business-related work, but I'm back here this evening, and I haven't got any comment in the daily or in the comment of the day. I have had a good look through the markets here, and I'm of course delivering the audio. So it was another interesting day and a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. But first, let's just start with a usual review of the global stock market indices. And Japan was clipped by the stronger yen against the US dollar, and also the weakness that we had seen on Wall Street yesterday. So we had declines, well, for the Nikkei 225 down nearly 1.2%, and similar declines across the Japanese indices. Interesting here, though, of all the stock market indices in the world today, according to Owen, who reviewed them, he said that the China Shanghai Composite Index was the only one to hit a new recovery high in here. And it was a good move overall, up 0.8 of a percentage point, extending that move higher. It's quite clear that China is liberalizing here somewhat. They want to see a firmer stock market. It's reflected by the pattern, which is persistent at long last. And also, they don't want to crack down anymore on the property market. They're actually easing up on that somewhat because they don't want to rein in what had been runaway prices and at the risk of creating a crash. Which I feel that they will manage to avoid. Now, elsewhere, markets in Asia were mostly lower here, including the Sensex index for India, but that was only down 0.1%, a little bit oversold in the short term within its trading range. Thailand up 0.25%, going against the odds, and we also had New Zealand a little bit higher and Vietnam a little bit higher. European stock markets did less well, all to the downside here. Somewhat smaller declines than we saw yesterday, but the CAC down, that's France, down nearly a full percentage point. The German DAX index down a full percentage point. The Euro Stocks 50 was down nearly a point, over 0.9%. Denmark, which, remember, had been such a tower of strength for so long, but it was, it's still to the left of its rising 200-day moving average, but it had its second sharp reaction in a row here today. Wall Street. Was very strong in here today, more than offsetting yesterday's declines. Now, today certainly belonged to the bulls on Wall Street, and there was a report that came out. It was the February-September minutes for the U.S. Federal Reserve's meeting. And they cited 2 points, which I think were obvious to everybody else, or should have been. One is that there is slowing GDP growth, not least in Europe and some other parts of the world. And China's growth has been weaker, although I think it'll pick up over the next 3 to 6 months. And the Fed also cited the U.S. dollar, which has been very strong. And I think probably that's their main concern here, because it was a big surge to the upside, and that would not help exports, and that it would crimp earnings a little bit. But so that was the that was the trigger, according to what the reports on the market are saying, and it makes a little bit of sense. But I think the main thing is that you've just got a lot of two-way activity here. You've got some aggressive bulls and some bears who are becoming more aggressive in here now. So what was the tally? Well, the Dow was up 1.64%, takes it back up to just below the 17,000 level, 16,994. The S&P up 1.75%. And that took it up to 1968, nearly 69. So right back into the middle of the overall range. And we did see upward dynamics on all of these US indices today, including a number of upside key day reversals. Now, that included the Russell 2000 index, it's still on the lower side of its range, but having had the lowest close yesterday in a year, it picked up here today with the help of that key to close at 1,090.97. So all still to play for here. That remains the canary in the coal mine, and it was had gone silent yesterday. Was able to give a little squeak here today. So not definitely not completely dead yet. And we had NASDAQ up 1.9%. So that's good action here, and that's the index that's most capable of getting a surge, if that's what we're going to see from Wall Street. Well, it's all still to play for here today. The Russell 2000, that's the one that is most worrying overall. The choppy action that we're seeing at these levels, I would say, is more indicative of an important resistance area than continuation. But since the other indices, except the Russell 2000, since they are all to the left of their rising 200-day moving averages, the trend consistency characteristics are largely still maintained in everything but the Russell 2000. Therefore, the bulls certainly have some technical points on their side as well. So I expect this power struggle here between bull and bears to continue for a little longer, I suspect, before it is resolved in one direction or another. And I think the most important thing that I can do, or I suggest perhaps any of us can do here right now, is really not to try to tell the market what to do or not to prejudge it. I want to be like the technical naturalist. I want to see, let the market show me. And I'm watching with very, very considerable interest, and I'm glad I haven't chopped my portfolio back in terms of my equity positions. I'm holding them all somewhat nervously, and we'll go on assessing the situation on a daily basis here. Okay, what else to mention? Because there's some interesting developments elsewhere. Now, bond yields picked up a little bit against that background. That's no great surprise. It wasn't all that big a move. The US dollar was weaker in here, and the US dollar index, that's down to 85.289. It's the third day in a row on the downside, and we have also seen the third day in a row of precious metals to the upside, and somewhat firmer industrial metal prices here also. But some good gains in some of the precious metals, particularly the platinum and the palladium. The palladium is up to back above $800, 803.8. That was up nearly, it's trading after hours here, but up nearly $17. Silver has been swinging around here today, but all above the 17, the 17 level, and it's now trading at 17.365. That's up 12.5 cents here today. Platinum. Now that was currently up $18.70. That's at 12.80 and change. And gold also stronger, 12.21.72. So that's up 12.75 U.S. dollars. Now we did have some quite climactic selling activity last week, and these are all picking up. And we also had some climactic rally activity for at least the short term in the U.S. dollar. So those two factors here are logical here. Weaker dollar, precious metals, clearly some short covering occurring there overall. Now, industrial metals industrial metals, as I mentioned, more up than down, but not copper, a little bit lower here at 302.70 in the U.S. And the staple grains and beans, well, soybeans a little bit lower. Wheat and corn a fraction, just slightly higher here overall. Very quiet, loss of downside momentum by those grains and beans at quite depressed prices here overall. And I think that's pretty much the whole story. Did I give the energy prices? No, I didn't. The WTI, again, soft here, but the U.S. contract down to 87.69. And the Brent crude was also lower, 91.58. But it had been a dollar lower earlier on in the day, but it did pick up somewhat against the background of that strong rally. We may have had a little bit of short covering in that Brent here today. Now, also Russia, interesting, and certainly my spotlight is on it in here. Given all the dreadful politics. And the Russian index, again, it slipped again. And the ruble against the U.S. dollar, there are now, a new low for the ruble. There are now over 40 rubles to the U.S. dollar. And so the ruble's been weakening over the last 3 days here, while the U.S. dollar has also been weakening. It just shows how weak that currency is. And its biggest problem at the moment is probably not the sanctions, but I definitely think it is the Brent crude oil. Watch that story. We're going to get some sort of interesting resolution for sure. And on that note, all the very best to all of you. And I will definitely be writing my comment of the day section tomorrow.